Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tip drill, baby. 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman text line, Honda Lincoln hotline. Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman. This is the script that we have. Nebraska heads on the road for the first time in 6 weeks. Travel to Jersey for a Friday matchup in Piscataway. Kickoff set for shortly after 6 o'clock. A few things in play. Nebraska 2-3. Here comes the Scarlet Knight.
Defining Rutgers.
At 3-2. It's a blackout night. It's a theme night on a Friday night. They're going to wear all black uniforms head to toe.
Who is Rutgers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, they came with the prison uniforms.
Uh-huh. So, you know, those Friday nights, right? Different crowd. It's New Jersey on a Friday night.
Prime time.
Jay.
Yeah.
What can we expect from them?
Well, first of all, their defense is going to come to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. They're going to be schemed up, and they're going to play, be physical, and they're going to play hard, and they're going to compete. That's first and foremost. So nothing's going to be easy. Also, special teams, they're going to be very well coached and disciplined, physical, and push you special teams wise. So you got to be on point the whole game, which is great.
An all conference punter, legitimate. I think he leads the Big Ten in punting net. So right. He's that guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So like, special teams is huge for Greg Schiano, and always has been. And they're going to try to find a weakness. If you are leaving too early on kickoff return, they do not be surprised you see an onside kick. I know onside kicks give people the heebie-jeebies or whatever it's called, but he definitely will pull one off on you, and he'll have a good return game if you're not running if you're not covering fast enough and you're not in your lanes. They'll pop a return on you.
Well,
we saw that 2 years ago.
Well, Aaron, yeah, that's the deal. That Crookshank went 98 against the Huskers in 2020.
Yeah,
he's back.
He's back. I'm here.
He's back. He's their top receiver.
He's all-purpose guy. He's their guy. So, I mean, the cast of characters are there, and they are who they are. They're going to be well-coached. They're going to be physical. They're going to be tough. Defensively, they're going to try to, you know, make you be one-dimensional and then try to hit you with some, I guess, exotic blitzes or whatever you want to call it. But they feel like they can also try to get home. So their defense is still something to be, you know, not trifled with. And so – you know, we got to execute. They're gonna make you beat them. If you think just because they've been struggling these last 2 weeks that they're not going to compete and they're not going to try to come and win this game, you're going to be sadly mistaken, man. I mean, you're going to mess around and get your feelings hurt.
Well, here's some of the numbers, right? They will go into Friday's game sixth in the country, sixth in the Big Ten, and 18th in the country in rush defense. Under 100 yards a game. They're not giving that up in total defense. Also 18th in the country at under 300 yards a game. Scoring defense at 23.6 a game. That also puts them in the top half of college football. Their numbers are good. When it talks about net punting, the numbers are ninth in the country. They're in the Big Ten. They have numbers on the defensive side of the game, and the rush defense is exceptional. Now, I still have questions about the secondary. They've got a star back there, but I'm not sure they have four stars back there, and that's where I think there's an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you can run the ball against them. It's just that you're going to have to work for it. They're not just going to let you just beat them. So this is a game that you got to come to compete. It's no different than Indiana. I mean, let's just keep it the way it is. And they're a competitive team. They're going to compete, and they're going to make you work for everything. So what? Now just go do it. Defensively, I think they can be had in the run game some and the pass game. It's just how you go about doing it. I think you need to be consistent in your execution and then also in your play calls and take advantage of, you know, our skill position players at, you know, all levels, running backs, tight ends, receivers, H-back if you look at Brewington, and then, four or five of receivers. So it's a good way to wear them out and put pressure on them. I'd like to see us in space against these guys. I think it would play to our advantage. Soften them up, and then but we got to, you know, one thing we can't do is we can't, you know, operate behind the chains early in the possession. Then we got to be able to, you know, win on first and second down. Third down becomes really, really, I wouldn't say easy, but it becomes, you know, better percentage wise for us to be successful. So this defense is pretty good on third down. I think they holding people to 30%, but they're only executing at 32%. So that's going to let you know that you're going to get plenty of possessions if you come out and execute. Don't give them nothing cheap. Challenge these guys and see where it comes out. I think we should try to go and try to win all three phases. You look at their offense, 52 of their 94 first downs come from rushing. So what that lets you know, you got to bow up against the run.
Plus quarterbacks running the ball.
Right. And then they have kind of like a Taysom Hill type of guy, like Langdon, mm-hmm. where he's a tight end, running back, kind of a wildcat quarterback.
They put them all over the place.
Right. So you just got to know that when he's in the ball or when he's in the game, you got to, you know, be well aware of him. But, again, this is not anything. If you just don't – if we come out and play steady, execute as many hats to the ball as possible, we'll be just fine. Just don't come in there and slough around and turn the ball over and so forth and so on. And, I think that, you know, Iowa – you know, beat them 27-10, but I think our offense is better than Iowa's, more explosive, more consistent, so they can be had even at their you know, home field. So it's not something that we're, it's not like going to Purdue, you know, when they were humming with Rondo Moore and Bell and all those guys, and, you know, you're like, oh, man, we got our work cut out for you. These are guys that you can beat. Defensively, you got to lead the way, I think, and offensively, come out starting fast, even if we don't score the first drive. Come out and execute and be consistent. Catch the ball. Get the right blocks. Make them earn it. You know what I'm saying? Don't get in third and two and be like, oh, man, I forgot to block the dude right in front of me. Jeez, that's the worst. I mean, I'm sorry that you just ran in there and hit our running back that if I would have just maybe stayed in his way, we have a good enough running back and Grant and running backs that could actually get us a first down. Just play steady. That's kind of like where we're at. Like, getting out of your own way. Like, because you're good, you know, these guys are good enough. All 14 teams in the Big Ten are good enough, well-coached enough that you executing, you could still get beat. Mm-hmm. What we can't do is beat ourselves either by penalties and stuff where the play isn't even ran, but or the big, I call them direct access bus, where we forget to double team the guy, or I slip off the double team, or I'm supposed to be, you know, fan blocking against the defensive end, and, you know, somehow I don't do that, and then he runs in and kills our quarterback or stops the play for a tackle for loss. We need to take all momentum for them out of the game by executing and playing steady, and then start to see some explosive plays come from there. And then we just got to keep the pedal to the metal, but we got to come out and start fast. And starting fast, sometimes people think starting fast is, you know, be up 21-0. That's great. Yeah, sure. I mean, I would never say don't, you know, be up 21-0. Starting fast for us is coming out and efficiently executing. You know what I mean?
Especially on the road, when you have those specialty nights, the crowd's a little more juiced and
You know, that's going to be great. They're going to be juiced all the way up until you punch them dead in their mouth.
Well, that's necessary. We don't know – the quarterback situation for Rutgers.
It don't really matter.
Vedrill,
come one, come all. At this point in time, again, the quarterback situation, yeah, of course, you want to know who you're going against because if one's more running and all that, so forth and so on. But at the end of the day, Nebraska is playing against Nebraska. It sounds, you know, like I'm minimizing Rutgers, but I'm not. Because if Nebraska goes out there and plays our capabilities, Rutgers can't beat us no day of the week.
Coach Whipple, go ahead.
They can't.
Coach.
And that's no disrespect to them, right? But if we go and handle our business, which is Monday through Thursday, normally Monday through Friday, right, with the intention to detail, showing up to practice every day with the intention like it's a game, being physical when we get a chance to be physical, all of our energy and mindset is focused on doing our, going to practice to get better and be better, then not that you don't have anything to worry about, but you've done everything you need to do in order to win the game. The difference of the Northwestern game, they got on the plane and didn't do everything they needed to do to give them at least the bottom line chance of winning the game.
Yeah.
Probably didn't hit enough, right? Yeah. Physically wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. Conditioning wise.
Emotionally.
Well, I'm just
not under control.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, all those are into it, though, mm-hmm. right? Because you're, I always feel like you get emotional, like in those things, like when you're unprepared.
True.
Like when you're prepared, like
fair.
When we went into a national champion, a national championship game, sure, was I nervous? Of course, because I wanted to play well, right? And I wanted us to win, and I wanted to do anything under my power to win. But I was never scared, or I never was emotionally unstable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because we're well prepared, we're well conditioned, we're mentally there, we're physically there, we're spiritually there, and as a whole team, we all 100 and however many guys that got on that bus, we were focused on one thing, and we didn't care how we won, who got the credit, who played as many plays, who had tackles. At the end of the day, our most important, outcome of the game was who won, or we won the game.
I think the way you describe it is what we've all kind of wished for the young people to hear.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that was the message or the mindset.
I don't know, man.
I put that one on the tee.
I had to put that one on the tee. I was told by a third or fourth party. Me being on the radio would dilute the message coming out from the head coach.
See that part,
right? I wasn't told by the head coach. This is not Mickey, right? Wasn't told by the head coach, but that's what I was told in a round of you got like a little courier letter knocked on your house, Nate.
Messenger pigeon.
I'm not just going to speak for the team. I mean, come on, man. Stop being a coward. Yeah, right, name me once I got in here and say, hey, this is what the coach is saying at practice.
Like, we stay away from that stuff.
But yeah,
like,
but
purposefully,
I think
we stay away from
they're
that
getting
stuff.
The message. No, look, all jokes aside, they're getting the message. And then they just got to go execute it.
I just think,
honestly, what I'm thinking. I'm hoping this, man. I want to see Baby Gronk get in that end zone. And I would just say, if I was coaching Baby Gronk, I said, listen here, man. If I'm the head tight end coach, listen, he get you a big touchdown. We up by like 14 or we up by like 10.
Gronk smash.
Yeah, and you get you a touchdown.
Gronk smash.
Spike that thing all the way down till you can find Jimmy Hoffa.
Gronk, yeah.
I will take it on the chin.
Yeah, we wanted to land in Manhattan.
I wanted to land so far through that New Jersey. I wanted to go down there and be down there where Jimmy Hoffa's at. Throw that thing through the
– shake the New Jersey tunnel.
Do it two hands, too. Thunder spike
get
that
Jersey
bad boy.
Pike and just rattle it.
But don't do it one-handed. Do like the thunder strike. Thunder – boom. Just don't let it come back and bust you in the face.
Yeah. I mean, look, for all of that's in play – Vokolek will be very important Friday night.
Yeah, and I mean, he is in general. He is in general. I mean, he's in the run game, he's excellent. Pass game, he's excellent. Outside game.
I wanted more catches Saturday. I did.
He'll get it going. I mean, out on the edges, though, he can set the edge.
Look, I don't want to read Saturday morning that he had one catch for 11 yards.
Yeah, you do if we win. And he'll be fine with it.
Okay.
Baby Gronk's fine.
All right. I'm thinking that
he got
win.
That, he got that
I think
flow,
that
though.
Win is attached.
He got that flow, though. That's
he got the Thor do. He was doing the Thor haircut. We're okay with that. All right.
You like that?
Look, you that big, do what you want.
Yeah.
I did a one-on-one interview with him, and I was going to do it standing up, and then I was like, no. I'm going to do this sitting down.
Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, he's legit
he
tall.
He is huge.
Just don't do that to yourself.
Specimen.
That's why I call him Baby Gronk. Yeah. He didn't even know who I was talking about, though.
No, we like that. We like
he was
it
like
lot.
You with Barry White. Yeah, I had to educate him, too.
We're going
to
play him some Teddy Pendergrass on the break. We'll come back, close out Old School.
Oh, dang.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.